First down and 10 from the 20 for Reidsville. Broadway in the shotgun, takes a snap, drops back to throw, has time, swings it out of the backfield. Catch made along the 20. Spinning is Deontay Neal getting up to the 26 and still trying to power his way forward. Finally gets brought down at the end of the play by Akai Agyapon. 5'11", 172-pound sophomore, a gain of 7, sets up 2nd and 3.
Neal was working in the flat there, and a nice throw by Broadway, just a pitch and catch. Neal able to hit that spin move and dodge a defender before getting taken down.
Boy, that was a pretty circle button, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ball's on the left hash mark. Second down and 3 from the 27 as Reidsville goes left to right across your radio. On second down, handoff, big space up the middle, and Michael Smith able to maneuver his way through a couple of Brevard defenders. Gets the first down up to the 36-yard line on a pickup of 9.
Yeah, that play, the Reidsville offensive line giving him a nice push there initially before he's able to break into the linebacking core and get tackled, but it's a first down.
Michael Smith, the leading rusher on this committee group for the Rams, nearly 800 yards on the ground this year with 8 touchdowns, 5'9", 155-pound senior. 3 wide receivers bunched to the left on the far boundary. Now they send a man in motion, and they're going to hand it off on a jet sweep. Running right is Damarian Whitted, and he is going to get stacked up by the Blue Devils defense and brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1. Good job by Brevard stretching that play out and not giving Whitted any room to run.
Absolutely. The Blue Devils defense showing off their speed and the pursuit of the football there.
So second down and 11 now for the Rams at their own 35-yard line. Field turf surface here at Moretz Stadium alternates between white and dark green every 5 yards. The middle is dark green for 10 yards between the 45s. And now on second and 11, it's Deontay Neal in at quarterback. Back to throw, pump fakes. Now he's going to shoulder shake, and he'll scurry out of bounds on the near sideline at the 44. That's a gain of about 9. Sets up third down and 2 now, and we know that Deontay Neal does have that ability at quarterback. Played QB for the majority of last season. Has 51 pass attempts this year, and can also do it with his legs.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that play, he was flushed, or he rolled to his right and actually bobbled the ball while running to the sideline, able to corral it, though, and handle it.
Neal again at quarterback on third down and 2. Goes for the hard count. Brevard doesn't flinch. Play clock still at 12. Now Neal shouting out blocking instructions to his offensive line. Brevard fans making noise. Play clock at 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Neal takes a snap. Quarterback run to the left, trying to get to the edge. Now cuts upfield and breaks through. There goes Deontay Neal. Inside the 30, 20, forget it, he's gone. Touchdown, Reidsville. Deontay Neal does it again.
And they set up Neal as the quarterback, and at the line of scrimmage, he's directing traffic out there, and sure enough, he runs to the left. Great blocking by the offensive line. After that, it's a foot race, and well, we know who's going to win that one. Deontay Neal showing his game-breaking speed.
Just unbelievable watching Deontay Neal stride into the secondary and then break free to take it to the house.
We'll go for 2 here.
After the missed extra point earlier, it's an empty backfield now for Neal. They stretch the play out with 4 wide receivers to the right. Instead, they throw to the left. Jump ball, Kendre Harrison makes the grab. 2-point conversion, good. It's 14-7. And when you have that big target in Kendre Harrison at 6'7", you can just throw a jump ball and let him go to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6'7 against 5'11", Dave. That's a lot of height, a big height advantage. And the Rams recognize that just one-on-one, and they lob it up for Harrison. Harrison, he hauls that one in, no problem for 2.
Kendre Harrison, the number one tight end in the entire country. 5-star prospect, recently signed with Oregon. He'll be playing for a Ducks team that's bound for the college football playoff next week. And now with 6:53 to go in the opening quarter, lots of fireworks here in Hickory. It's 14-7, Reidsville over Brevard in this state 4A championship.
That drive for Reidsville, 5 plays, 80 yards, 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Of course, Deontay Neal with the 56-yard touchdown run the two-point conversion good to go up 14-7. And that recap sponsored by the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds. Public ice skating is happening now. No school skate days. Holiday skating, group skating lessons, and party time skating, because parties on ice are the best. Visit WSFairgrounds.com for more information. Your one-stop source for entertainment in Winston-Salem.
So each team has scored on the first three offensive possessions of the ballgame. A stark contrast from what we experienced last night between Grimsley and Clayton, where the defenses took charge in that one. This game might be first one of 40 wins. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line by Alex Penaloza. Looks like he's going to go for that angled kick toward the near sideline again. Braylon Thompson was ready and waiting to make that catch, but a flag comes down at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be an illegal procedure to push the Rams back 5 yards.
Yeah, that's our first penalty of the afternoon.
Let's avoid repeating that trend from last night.
Yeah, that third quarter, Dave, we're still there.
Mentally and physically.
Yes.
Well, congrats to Grimsley. They were able to outlast Clayton, win their second straight state championship, second straight undefeated season for the Whirlies, really cementing their spot in Triad high school football lore. And now, ball teed up again by Penaloza, this time from the 35-yard line. Again, an angled kick. And again, Braylon Thompson makes a fair catch at the 32-yard line. Had some room to run. A little bit of groans from the Blue Devil fans here on the near sideline. They thought he should have tried to return that. Instead, better safe than sorry, and the Blue Devils would go to work at their own 32-yard line.
Absolutely, especially when the offense on their opening drive went 8 plays, 47 yards for the touchdown drive there. So, yeah, better to play it safe there.
I have a quarterback like Christian Conley going to work, who has been absolutely terrific this season. Over 1,700 passing yards, 21 touchdowns, and only one pick. And he'll line up in the shotgun on first down and 10. He'll hand it off, running right, spinning, and making his way down to the 37-yard line on the carry. That is Nyrell Skinner, 6 foot, 185-pound senior. Able to rumble for a gain of 4, sets up 2nd and 6. Skinner nearly 600 rushing yards on the season. 2nd down from the 38-yard line for Brevard. Conley takes a snap, inside handoff, running right up the middle, bulldozing his way forward. He tried to truck one of the Reedsville defenders, and then on the back end, he himself gets de-cleated, has first down yardage up to the 45-yard line on a gain of 7.
Yeah, quite the truck stick there, and then he gets it. Christian Conley showing off his 6'2 frame.
Slamming him down to the field turf at the end of that play. Now 1st down and 10 for Brevard at their own 45. From the shotgun, Conley back to throw, looks right, throws right, has a man wide open on the far sideline. That's Tristan Thompson, Wynn, and Wynn is going to angle out of bounds into the Reedsville bench at the 37-yard line. That's another nice pitch and catch, goes for 18 yards to move the sticks yet again for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, just dropped back, Conley getting rid of the ball quickly. He's got Thompson, Wynn wide open on that far sideline as they move the chains once again.
1st down and 10. Hard operating directly in front of us at the 37-yard line as they go right to left across your radio. Rhett Stadium is absolutely packed. Lots of navy blue on the far sideline, royal blue on the near sideline. On 1st down, handoff Skinner up the middle, and he gets met by 3 Reedsville defenders, dragging him down behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1. Josiah Samalu first in there on the stop. Also had some help from Kendre Harrison. That's going to make it 2nd down and 11.
Yeah, big hit there for the Rams as they get the tackle for loss.
That was a convoy. Savion Johnson also getting
in on the stop. Albright as well on the defensive line. 6'4", 250.
Reidsville boasts a lot of size, especially in that defensive front. Kendre Harrison lined up on the edge. Instead, Christian Conley runs the opposite way, starts out right, cuts left at the hash marks, and he will maneuver his way down to the 29-yard line. Nice gain of 9 yards. That's a third down and two. Clock continues to move. We're now at 4:49 to go in the opening quarter, and a flag came down late.
Yeah, I think it was. It's going to be a sideline warning. There you go.
Okay, so first warning against Brevard, and of course that will be met with the usual expected reaction from the
of course
Blue Devil fans who made the roughly 110-mile trip up to Hickory from Transylvania County. Drew, this is another good neutral site game. Both teams almost equally distant from Hickory. 118 miles for Reidsville, 111 officially for Brevard. Kind of like what we had last night between Clayton and Grimsley in Chapel Hill. After the sideline warning, third down and two from the Reidsville 29. They'll hand it off to Nyrell Skinner up the middle, and he gets met by a group of Reidsville defenders yet again, dragging him down behind the line of scrimmage, and Kendre Harrison with a little fist pump to set up fourth down.
I mean, he got in there early, Dave, and just kind of went around the offensive line and tackled him from behind for the loss on the play. Fourth down now, and Brevard going for it.
Fourth down, and we'll call it three from the 30. It'll be an exceptionally long field goal of about 47, 48 yards for Melgarejo. So they'll keep the offense on the field. Everybody on their feet here, and the entire offensive line for Brevard, with the exception of the center, moved. And that is going to cost the Blue Devils 5 yards. Even 4 minutes remaining in this opening quarter from Hickory. Reidsville up 14-7 over Brevard. These two teams meeting in a state championship game for a second time. They met way back in 1963. That was when you had regional finals serving as state championship games. They played to a 0-0 tie, so Drew, we don't have to worry about that today.
Oh, no, not quite.
Took all 2 plays before we had our first score of the game. A couple of H-backs with 2 wideouts to each side on 4th down and 8. Conley gets drilled in the backfield for a sack. Flags come flying in. Making the finishing stop was Zaley and Hampton. We'll see whether or not the play holds up. If it does, it'll be a turnover on downs. And the Rams will take over at the 38. And a legal formation against Brevard will be declined by Eric Teague. And Reidsville will take over on the 4th down sack.
Yeah, huge sack on the play from the Rams as the pocket collapsed rather quickly as Harrison and another Rams defender came in. And they're able to get Conley. And the turnover on downs, it's presented by Northwest Ace, the helpful place. Measure twice, shop once. Ace on Robin Hood Road in Winston-Salem. Say hello to Eric, the new fella in charge.
So now the Reidsville offense will go to work once again. First and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Tyson Broadway back into the game at quarterback, and on first down, he'll hand it off to Smith. Runs left, bounces it outside, and he'll get bulldogged down at the 43-yard line after a gain of 5. Michael Smith gets half the yardage needed to gain, and it's going to set up 2nd and 5. Live between the bricks, as they like to say here at Moretz Stadium in Hickory. Beautiful brick-faced facility. It's undergone a couple of renovations over the years. It is absolutely gorgeous. 2 wideouts to the right, 1 to the left on 2nd down and 5. Michael Smith gets the handoff again. Starts left, then cuts right, and gets knocked down right on top of the LR logo in burgundy that is painted into midfield on the field turf. Gain of 2 sets up 3rd down and 3.
Yeah, just not much going there for Smith. And, yeah, all of a sudden a big 3rd down for this Reidsville offense here late in the first quarter.
from the top of the L in LR. Third down and three for Reidsville at their own 45. Trip wideouts to the left, none to the right. Broadway hard count, no flinching from the Blue Devils. Play clock at 13. 2:40 to go on the rolling clock in the first quarter. Now Broadway in the shotgun with Michael Smith off to his right. Sends a man in motion. That's Deontay Neal. Flip ahead to him. Neal trying to get to the edge. Does. Jukes a man out of his shoes. Running down the near sideline and goes out of bounds in Blue Devil territory at the 36. Just a little shoulder shake, and then Deontay Neal leaves the man in the dust for a first down.
Yeah, I mean, he broke that defender's ankles, Dave, as he juked him, and that defender just fell down. And after that, Neal's able to pick up the first down. Wow.
Braylon Thompson, the unfortunate recipient of that highlight from Deontay Neal. As Reidsville gets down to the 35-yard line officially, first down and 10 on the Brevard side of the field as the Rams go left to right across your radio. Broadway from the shotgun on first down, takes a snap. He will fake the handoff, now tries to do a juke of his own. And after watching Deontay Neal do his thing, not exactly the same style points as he lunges forward for a gain of a yard, maybe two. That's going to set up second down.
Well, we'll give props to Neal's crazy juke there. It's presented by Clemens Carpet, offering carpet, laminate, hardwood, vinyl, and tile flooring. Locally family-owned and operated, as the defender fell to the carpet.
Tyson Broadway, by the way, negative 25 rushing yards this season when you count on sacks. Picked up one there. Second down and 9 now from the right hash mark at the Brevard 34. They'll hand it off on a jet sweep, running left. It's Demarion Whitted. Whitted breaks into the open field, inside the 20, inside the 10, and he's going to outrace Brevard to the end zone. Touchdown, Reidsville. Whitted on the jet sweep, takes it 34 yards to the house.
Well, you had Neal as the quarterback there, and so a lot of attention. He ends up handing it off to Whitted, and he's able to show off his speed as he meanders his way up the left side and then makes a cut up the middle for the touchdown.
A great cut move at the hash marks as that really propelled him into the open field and then just able to outrace the Blue Devil defenders to the goal line. Reidsville starting out in the swinging gate. Deontay Neal in the backfield, which would look like another two-point conversion. They have the swinging gate out to the left. As Neal sends a man in motion, takes a snap, looks, hesitates, now throws. Kendre Harrison makes the catch on the goal line and strolls into the end zone for another two-point conversion. And with 1:35 to go in the first quarter, it's 22-7, Reidsville on top of Brevard in this State 4A Championship.